Chapter 6, A Quick Recovery. King Arthur's head was covered with blood. He slowly got back on his feet. The Black Knight was also hurt. But both knights continued to fight. At last, the Black Knight pushed Arthur down. He held Arthur on the ground. He was ready to kill Arthur with a knife. Suddenly, Merlin appeared on the lawn. He struck the Black Knight with his staff. The Black Knight could not get up from the ground. He could not move. Merlin helped King Arthur to his horse, and they rode away. Merlin cleaned King Arthur's wounds. He made Arthur rest for many days. Once Arthur felt better, the king wanted to fight the Black Knight again. Merlin said,
"You have no sword. Yours broke in the battle. But I know where you can find another sword."
Merlin told the king,
"We must go to the Forest of Adventure. There is a magic lake in the forest. In the middle of the lake, you can see a woman's arm. She is holding the greatest sword in the land."
Arthur asked, "Is it a magic sword?"
"Yes,"
said Merlin.
"It is Excalibur. Many men have tried to take the sword, but no one has taken it."
King Arthur and Merlin rode to the Forest of Adventure. They found the lake there. Arthur saw Excalibur. The sword was shining in the sunlight in the middle of the lake. It was held there in the hand of the Lady of the Lake.